With the economic recovery on uncertain footing, one area of continuing concern is the commercial real estate market. More than $1 trillion of loans will come due in the next few years, many of them made at the height of the real estate bubble. Reporter Scott Gurian examined what this could mean for the dense retail corridor in northern New Jersey.
If you buy a house, you'll typically get a 30-year mortgage, pay a little bit each year, and the goal is that at the end of the 30 years, the loan will be totally paid off. That's not how it works in the commercial real estate market, where you refinance every 3 to 10 years. Normally, that's not a problem, but with commercial property values down nearly 40% since the start of the recession, many of the loans coming up for renewal could be in trouble, as borrowers owe more than the value of the property. That could send shockwaves through the economy, says Elizabeth Warren, chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel.
A big enough wave of commercial mortgage defaults would trigger economic damage that would touch the lives of every American. Empty offices, empty hotels, and empty stores could lead directly to job losses. Banks that suffer losses or fear they might could grow even more reluctant to lend, which could make it even harder for you to get a loan.
To assess the local impact of all this, look no further than Paramus, New Jersey. More than 100 stores, 5 major malls, and over $5 billion a year in retail sales. Chuck Lanyard is the head of the Goldstein Group, the largest commercial real estate broker in the area.
The bottom line is we have way too much retail.
I guess one way to look at it, I don't know whether or not we're overstored or maybe just under-demolished.
Twice a year, Lanyard tallies all the vacant storefronts, and his latest survey found over 8% of Paramus's retail space unoccupied. Prior to the recession, the average was 2 to 3%. Lanyard thinks that after a decade of constant growth, we reached the saturation point.
The concern is still going to be, how many furniture stores can you really have to compete with in today's market where there's not enough dollars to go around for those retailers to survive?
New Jersey got hit like the rest of the nation when several big box chains like Circuit City and Linens and Things went out of business. Now, property owners are subdividing those spaces and dropping rents to attract new tenants. But Lanyard is optimistic, as vacancy rates in Paramus are better than other parts of the country. That's a feeling shared by the borough's tax assessor, James Anzavino. Driving through the parking lot of the Bergen Town Center shopping mall, he points out why.
You know, it's funny. I know the economy's bad, but there's a lot of cars here for Tuesday morning, isn't it? You know?
In the spring of 2007, the mall began a $170 million expansion and renovation. Then the economy soured, but the work continued, and 3 years later, it's nearly complete. Anzavino sees that as a sign of Paramus's strength and resiliency.
If there was no sign of growth, then I would be a little bit more concerned. But there seems to still be activity. There seems to still be a market.
While some economists don't expect New Jersey or New York to experience the worst of the predictions about commercial mortgages, there is concern. Vacancies for office buildings in Bergen County remain in the high teens, and the delinquency rate for investor-held mortgages is still higher than the national average. But one possible silver lining real estate executives point to, lenders know about the problem and have time to try to correct it. Many banks are now working with borrowers to modify loans and prevent a repeat of the record number of foreclosures we saw in the housing market. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.